You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Good afternoon here on a Thursday, busy day when one of the biggest names, if not the biggest in college football, left to go to the pros. Is that a familiar story? We'll get to that and much, much more. Let's start with some headlines, and yes, I was referring to him, Jim Harbaugh. He's gone, won a national championship, and took off. It's been a while since that's happened. Do you remember when? It has happened before. He's the new Chargers coach, and we should know in a couple of days that Sharon Moore will be the new coach of Michigan. Pete Thamel will join us on that subject in just a few minutes. Also, John Bacon. Amanda Kristovich will join us as well to get the analysis. And hey, there is a basketball game tonight that everybody is already talking about. Andrea Carter will join us from Baton Rouge on that front. So why don't we grab some phone calls here, and we'll talk about the Harbaugh thing in a few minutes, and you can give us a ring right now at 855-242-7285. Big night in basketball last night. Auburn losing at Alabama. Many people thought it would be the other way around. Too much else happening on a Thursday, and we begin with Bob in Ohio. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Paul. First-time caller. I see you held up the paper there about the Wolverine, the coach up north. He probably went to the pros because you think he – I think he – Dodge, because he's going to get that team up north is going to get violations. You think the NCAA is still go through it, or do you think it might not?
I think the NCAA will still come in. They were pretty close to the first part of the deal, and not the second part, which was the Connor Stallions deal. But I think his departure will make it easier for Michigan, and that's why I said somewhere today, I thought it was a relief for Michigan for him to be gone. I mean, he was a good coach, but it was just so much chaos that always seemed to follow him around. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. Tom is up next. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, sir. I enjoy your show immensely.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, this whole thing sounds like what happened with Pete Carroll at USC.
Yes.
Pete Carroll left USC to go become a coach at Seattle Seahawks, and then 2 weeks later, the whole athletic department was hit with violations and everything else. And to me, it sounds the same thing. He's taking a hike.
Lane Kiffin paid for that when he took over, because he was always behind the eight ball, and then Sarkisian came in.
Yeah, but what I'm saying though is, you can't tell me that it doesn't sound like, okay, time to head out with a get.
Oh, no, no. Listen, Harbaugh took the money and ran. I mean, that's easy to come up with.
So, you know, that's why I get, you know, frustrated with some of these guys, because it's just like they act like they quote the Bible and everything else. Then they sit there the whole school gets.
Oh no, you're right. I was on with Stephen A. and somebody earlier today, and I joked with them. I thought Harbaugh had been appointed Pope to replace Francis, because with all the laudatory comments, I mean, the guy was nearly fired, and ultimately he did win the title, but he almost got fired because he wasn't winning, and.
Yeah,
I don't exactly know what he did. I know his stubbornness cost Michigan on the first allegations, and his looking the other way probably will cost them on the second. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Pete Thamel joining us. We'll talk to Pete about whether there was ever really a possibility of Jim Harbaugh staying at Michigan. He certainly played that out. Pete, good afternoon. Thanks so much for being here. So take us through, was it ever close that he was going to stay, or do you think he was always gone?
There weren't a lot of signs, Paul, that he had a strong interest in staying. Michigan certainly went through a lot of gymnastics to let everybody know that they wanted to make him the highest paid coach in college football. Ward Manny went so far as to put that in the statement. I think there was a lot of appeasing of the fan base to let them know that effort was made. But I just think if you look at how static Michigan's roster has been since the season ended, it just doesn't seem like they were, there was a full throttle charge ahead for this next iteration. Jim Harbaugh was focused on going to the NFL. He did multiple head coach interviews and ultimately landed at the Chargers, which I think was the place that most people suspected all along. He did not get NFL jobs in the last two cycles. So, there was certainly that would have been the chance. It would have been a fallback, essentially, the way the approach happened for him to end up back at Michigan. But this is Ward Manuel, after the athletic director of Michigan, after the national title game, basically acknowledged, I understand why NFL teams want Jim, and if he does leave, we'll be sad, but we wish him good luck. There's been a sense that of resignation, I guess, about Harbaugh's departure since that title win, and the expected became official yesterday.
Pete, the nation became pretty familiar with Sharon Moore. Couldn't help but be familiar with him because he coached six games as the head coach. Is there anything that would keep him from getting the job, or is this a fait accompli?
I think he's the prohibitive favorite, Paul, and it's trending in that direction, and continues to move in that direction today. And I think probably most importantly, there's really no other directions that I've been able to tell that Michigan has looked at since Jim Harbaugh left. So it seems like we're headed there. Sharon Moore was obviously the coach for the final three Big Ten games during the Big Ten issued suspension, and coached one game earlier in the year, I believe against UNLV, when Michigan split all those up. So he's a familiar face, and I think before last season, Paul, and a big key to him pushing forward and likely getting this job is that they had the Joe Moore Award winning offensive line for the best offensive line in the country the last 2 years, and that's really been the identity that Michigan has built this championship run around, with obviously three consecutive CFP appearances. It has been built up front. And look, they pushed around Alabama in a lot of ways in that Rose Bowl game that you and I were standing on the sideline. There's some creativity to that run game, but there's also a bedrock, and I think most importantly, an identity that Sharon Moore can carry on after Jim Harbaugh leaves.
And Pete, you have to wonder if Michigan hasn't gone to school on Alabama. What I mean by that is the mass exodus of players. Some of them have been retained, but a lot of talent out the door. And if anyone other than Sharon Moore got that job, you would likely see the same thing, would you not?
There would certainly be risk, Paul. Now, again, we're at a part in the academic calendar. I know people snicker at that, where they're back to school and classes, I believe, started there this week. So it's a little bit trickier, but there would certainly be some risk on Michigan's part if they did not pick Sharon Moore to lose some significant contributors to the NCAA transfer portal. It's an interesting dichotomy talent wise right now at Michigan, Paul. They lose, I believe, 17 starters from that title team, somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on formations and who starts what. But I think what's probably most interesting is that they have four guys who, right off Jump Street, will be projected as first round or top 50 guys in the NFL draft. Two defensive tackles, Grant and Graham. Will Johnson is likely the best corner in the country returning next season. And Colston Loveland projects as the top tight end in the country next year. So after that, there are a few other good players, including Donovan Edwards, the tailback who tore it up in the title game. There's a drop just because there aren't guys who played a ton of snaps after them. But those high end guys are what Michigan is really, you know, wanting to protect, and that they would be at the most risk. I'm not saying they want to leave, but they would certainly have the most opportunity to leave, just because there obviously aren't a lot of elite defensive tackles roaming the earth, and the other guys are pretty rare at skill positions. So there would certainly be a market for them, and that's one of the many reasons why. And Ward Manuel himself said it in a statement. He expects to act quickly and try to keep the staff together and team together. So, again, all signs pointing that way. And, yeah, it'll be an interesting new Michigan pushing forward.
Pete, before you go, I'd like to ask you about Ryan Day and Ohio State, because certainly everything in Columbus is affected, and likewise with them in Ann Arbor. But Ryan Day, who had a pretty brutal end to the season, has certainly won the month of January. With so many players coming in, just your thoughts on first of all how they've been able to do it, what if anything has changed, and what their prospects look like for the fall.
Yeah, I think there's been an interesting confluence in Columbus, Paul. I think there's some modernization with Gene Smith out the door. I think there's some desperation with three straight losses to Michigan, and I think there's some, as much as the portal guys have been impressive, Paul, and obviously, you know, Caleb Downs, Will Howard, Julian Sayin, Quinshon Judkins, there's plenty of those. I think what's really the most important thing for Ohio State pushing forward is the amount of really high-end guys who returned, who, if you had asked me in mid-October, I probably would have said they're you know, the NFL expects them to go. They expected guard Donovan Jackson to go. They expected wide receiver Emeka Egbuka to go. They expected tailback Travion Henderson to go, both defensive ends. Sawyer and Tui Lomawau were expected to go, as was Denzel Burke, who really had a nice true junior season. Those were draft-eligible guys who the NFL was writing up as prospects, and all those guys are coming back. So they really have a significant and I think an experienced talent war chest there. You know, that they show they are certainly not going to, you know, there is an institutional and collective, an actual collective, like the group who funds athletes effort there to, you know, make sure that 3-game losing streak doesn't turn into a 4-game losing streak. And, I would think Reese Davis and I talked about this on Game Day podcast this week. I would think the debate of who's number one next year will be Georgia or Ohio State. And you can pick who you want. I'd probably take the Bulldogs at this point, but Ohio State, certainly it's an eye popping collection of talent down there.
And you alluded to Gene Smith. I'm curious because we haven't had a chance to really talk much about it with all the chaos, about your thoughts on Ross Bjork making that move, Ole Miss to A&M now, to Ohio State. Certainly, maybe somebody saw that one coming, but not too many people down here.
Yeah, it was certainly a surprising move, if only because Bjork's situation at Texas A&M was a little bit tenuous in the wake of, you know, his part in the, you know, what's going to be remembered as the worst contract extension in the history of college sports. And there was obviously the ham-handed pursuit of Mark Stoops that was clumsily executed there. So it was an interesting escape hatch for Bjork to end up in Columbus, Paul. And I think from an Ohio State perspective, the way I viewed it was almost like a pure capitalism play. They wanted to go distinctly away from the Gene Smith tree and away from the things had been done. And they wanted to be modernized, and they wanted, you know, someone who would lead the charge in fundraising and collective raising. And certainly you could argue how A&M spent their collective money, but no one would argue that they spent it and raised it and had it available and were at the forefront of that. So I think that was institutionally the shift from Gene Smith, who was fairly conservative in that space. And, you know, a lot of that emerged during the late part of his tenure to Ross Bjork, who, you know, has been a ringleader in that space.
Great stuff from Pete Thamel. Many, many thanks, Pete. Always good to catch up. Pete Thamel joining us from ESPN on the big news of yesterday and certainly all day today. Jim Harbaugh leaving college football, probably for good. We'll take a break. Your phone calls around the corner, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back. We're glad you're all here. And this story out of NFL world, the former LSU wide receiver Kayshon Boutte has been issued an arrest warrant in an online gambling investigation. He is alleged to have placed just 8,900 wagers while underage, including at least 6 on LSU football. No word yet whether Daryl was his bookie from New Orleans. I just read the script. I'm just the newsman here. John is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, hello, John. This is John from Alabama. First time caller. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for answering my call. I have a 2-part question for you, please. First, I would like to know, do you think that the NIL has something to do, more to do with Nick Saban leaving than he lead on to believe? Because we both know before the season even got going, he was kind of against NIL in so many ways because he said if it's not done right, we could have problems such as we do. And how do you truly feel about the NIL?
John, I think you're exactly right. I haven't talked to Nick Saban about this, but I'm willing to bet that he had some utterly bizarre encounters, whether he was flying out to Pasadena for the game or his final day in Tuscaloosa having to deal with either players or players' parents. I think he finally said, you know what, I don't need this anymore. I can enjoy my life. I can make money on TV. I can make speeches. I can be on corporate boards. I'm tired of dealing with all of this. You know, NIL was a good idea at the beginning, like a lot of things. And now it is completely out of control. Hey, thank you very much for your call. It was good to hear from you. Let's check in with Jeremy in Louisiana. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
How's the NCAA going to view this stuff with Kayshon Boutte down at LSU?
Well, I'm not sure really where the NCAA fits into this. They have certain requirements, but I don't know enough about it. I mean, I know it's pretty pervasive, but ultimately, I think it's more of a law enforcement issue than an NCAA issue.
You don't think there'll be any games to be forfeited or anything like that?
As of this hour, I don't know enough about it to offer that opinion.
I wonder if the games he was betting on were the Florida State games.
We will find out soon enough.
Because he definitely didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I think it ended a year ago. So I don't think that maybe the previous Florida State game. Zach is in Louisiana. Hello, Zach.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey there.
Just want to start out by saying free Kayshon. He ain't do nothing. And other than that, Paul, I just want to talk. How do you feel about Ohio State, Paul?
Well, I think they've won the offseason so far. They've taken great
I'm
players from
like
everyone.
In general, as a program. Like, and I know you, you tend to shoot some trash talk at them.
Well, I mean, listen, Ohio State on its worst day is one of the three best programs in the country.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of the people that listen to this show don't. Don't really know. I think, Paul, you're an Ohio State fan, Paul, because, you tend to trash talk him on the show a lot, but some of us know that you're pretty much a weekly guest on The Fan.
Well, that's true. I mean, listen, it's pretty hard to deny something when you're on the public airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you an Ohio State fan, Paul?
I am. I grew up with a Woody Hayes bobblehead above my head.
I just had to know, Paul.
Yeah, well, you know now. I'm Buckeye born and Buckeye, and I'll be Buckeye dead one day. Thanks for the call. Bash is up next.
Hash, Brother Paul, what's going on?
Brother.
Good to hear from you again. And that was a fun day yesterday. I might say that was one of my best calls, but that's in the past, and I'm looking forward to greater calls in the future. And Paul, I was reminded though yesterday, the thing that I love more than when Alabama beats Auburn, more than any individual player, team, or sport, do you know what that is, Paul?
I don't know, but I bet you'll tell me.
It's keeping receipts. All those Auburn fans that kept talking all that trash this whole week saying we're going to beat that ass and how AJ was saying that was the worst bashing he'd ever seen. Well, clearly he didn't watch the game last night and watched his team get bashed up and down the court. I mean, it wasn't even like they were playing basketball. It was like they were playing basketball. Okay, that was bad, but I just threw that out there. Now, Paul, there's one more receipt that I need to keep, and that's to you, sir. You remember a few days ago you said, and I quote, nobody cares about the women's college basketball team in Boulder, Colorado, correct?
That is correct, and I feel the same way, so thanks for not bringing it up. Marty is up. This guy, I mean, can he ever just, like, make a point?
No.
He's got to learn. We don't care about yesterday. Is it a new day?
Absolutely.
Marty is up next. Hey, Marty.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? First-time caller. I like your show sometimes. Sometimes I don't, but that's just your personality.
By the way, Marty, I feel the same way.
Awesome.
And I always like it more after Bash hangs up.
First thing is about FSU.
Okay.
Everybody's bashing them because they say that we whined about wanting to get in. We did, and my point is we got snubbed. And then when the players decided to not play, which was a big, you know, thumbs down to the NCAA. The NCAA decided to punish us by pulling out all these, you know, they took money for this or that and that, which every other college does. Every other college is doing that right now. They wanted to make a statement. They did it. That's fine. We get it. Next year is our revenge tour. If you look at some of the players that we've already taken from Alabama, 4 or 5 stars, and other organizations, Mike Norvell is a genius. The guy goes and gets 4 and 5 star players for certain positions and just replugs them in. All I'm saying is we're coming back, and you know what? Start looking at other schools. If you want to punish us, that's one thing. That's fine. Everybody's doing it. The NCAA was mad because our players bailed on the game and they lost money. It's all about the money, Paul. That's all I got to say.
Well, we appreciate you saying it. Thank you very, very much. Billy D is up next. Hello, Billy. Billy, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Good. Yeah, I sure can. You sound great.
Can you hear me now? Hang on. You there?
Yes, Paul? We're still here.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. I had to get in my car and put you on speakerphone.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you know, I was calling that one guy asking if you were an Ohio State fan. I mean, aren't you every college team's fan?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing people don't understand when you do what we do here, you're interested in the game. And yeah, I mean, deep down, are there games you care more about? But most of the time, we're still here the next day. And I know that sounds like we don't care. We do care, but we're not as emotionally involved. I said this a million times, and I'll say it right here. We care about whatever the most compelling story is.
Good point. Much like the one that's going on right now at LSU and all that other stuff.
Well, yeah, but you know, whether Ohio State wins or not, it's my life doesn't change.
I'm here. And my other point was the caller before him was talking about the old NIL and whether or not that was what drove Saban out. And, you know, I honestly believe this, the real straw that broke the back was the whole portal thing. I mean, you just it's out of whack. Nobody's doing anything about it.
See, people get confused. NIL is not the problem. NIL is managed to a degree, except, I mean, what goes on inside the NIL is shocking. I was talking to a person today who's in the middle of it, and the debauchery, the breaking of fairly standard laws, But the portal is where the action is. You can make money on NIL, but in the portal, you can just absolutely make a killing. And that's exactly, I mean, what Ohio State is doing right now is mind-boggling. But they decided to get serious. And it's hard to do this because at some point, if you're a booster of whatever school you support, you get tired of giving money. There's a limit to how much you can give. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're back with much more after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back to the show that never ends. Oh, when I saw that story a couple of hours ago about Butte, I wondered what our resident LSU reporter would say. Didn't you, Randy?
Yeah.
Let's see what the mouth of New Orleans has to offer about this. Dwayne?
Get ready to rumble! Oh, let's get down, Paul. I'm on my way to Baton Rouge right now. Guess what I'm in? I'm in my 2022 RST Silverado, black on black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Everything touchscreen in here. I got the 17 inch in here. I got the Toyo. Hey, my truck lift up 2 inches. I got the Toyo tires. I got the black snowflakes on. All my windows tinted. Hey, I'm blacked out. I'm gonna meet some friends at Mike Anderson right now.
Dwayne, that is fantastic. What about the Boutte situation? Have you any thoughts on that?
Who?
Kayshawn Boutte came out today that he was it's alleged that he placed 8,900 bets.
Yeah, if you remember,
Dwayne, I'm trying to understand what did he just say?
Hey!
I feel like I'm listening to Drops of Jupiter by Train.
No, if you remember when he got in that bowl game at LSU, you know, you remember he said he was coming back? You remember he said he was coming back for another year? And then he canceled it?
Yeah, I really don't remember anything about that.
Yeah, in the bowl game.
Oh, yeah, okay.
LSU went to the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, I remember that.
He supposed to play. You remember Keyshawn Booty supposed to play? Supposed to play, didn't
he? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I am reminded of that now.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, that came about then.
Okay.
You late. You late on it.
No, I'm not late on it. It just came out about an hour ago, Dwayne.
Hey, but it's been surfaced down here.
Dwayne, a quick question here. You're heading to Baton Rouge. Who are you with right now?
I'm by myself.
Oh, okay. I couldn't imagine anybody going with you.
No.
Where is Mrs. Dwayne tonight?
She at work. Where you think she at? She
I don't know.
Make that money. She gonna make that money. She at work. She don't get off till about 4 o'clock.
You could. By the way, I have driven Baton Rouge to New Orleans. It's not that long a drive. It's about an hour drive.
Ain't that long a drive, baby. Yeah. It ain't that long a drive.
You could have waited for you could have waited for Mrs. Dwayne and show her a big time in BR.
Nah, I take a place already. I take it to a lot of places already. She don't need to come with me. She don't need to come with me. I don't need nobody to come with me. I'm by myself, solo.
Well, I got news for you, Dwayne. I want you to go up to Dawn Staley. And say and do and repeat after me, please, Don, don't beat us too badly tonight.
You think so, Paul? Paul, we about to book their butt. We about to kick them. Hey, it's a payback. Last year they beat us. They ain't gonna beat us this year. Hey, it's on tonight, baby. They get ready to rumble. Yeah.
Thanks, Dwayne. Wow. That game is tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. We'll go down to Baton Rouge and talk to somebody who actually knows what they're talking about, not Dwayne. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So did Alabama beat?
And welcome back here. Jane Lou is up next in Georgia. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Paul. I have a question for you, but I also wanted to let you know, I heard your comment about your Woody Hayes bobblehead.
Yes.
I wanted to let you know I was at the Gator Bowl in 1978.
Oh, my goodness.
When Woody Hayes lost his mind.
Yeah, he hit a Clemson player, Charlie Bowman, and that was the end of his career.
He was a goner. My question is, now that Jim Harbaugh has left for the pros, will the portal open up for Michigan players? If so,
yes. The second the coach officially is gone, the portal opens for 30 days. So that's one reason why so many people believe they will move Sherrone Moore up internally, hoping to avoid what we have just been watching at Alabama.
Do you think that will make a difference?
Yes, I do, because he's very well liked by his players, and you know, even though they'll lose possibly the defensive coordinator to the Chargers, and that could affect some players, the feeling is, now, again, nobody expected that many players to leave Alabama either, that they'll be able to retain most of them. And by the way, they're already losing the guts of their team from last year, so they're not going to be hurt as badly as Alabama because they don't have that many significant players coming back. A few.
Right. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. David is up next. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. Hope you're having a great day today.
Yes, sir.
So you don't think that they'll make a run at Brian Kelly?
No, I don't.
I'll tell you what would be funny, and it would be shocking, if they throwed some big money out toward Urban Meyer.
I can't say I know this for a fact, but I know it within a high percentile that they're not going to go after Urban Meyer, Brian Kelly, Lance Leipold, Nick Saban, or anybody else. They're going to promote from within. But thanks for the call anyway. Ken is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
Wonderful.
Hey, how about a little explanation on how this transfer portal works? I mean, kid puts his name into the transfer portal. Who makes the next move? Does he reach out to the school? Do they reach out to him? Then who decides the money? We hear these quarterbacks are getting millions of dollars. Does the head coach get in on that?
No, I mean, there's a system that every school has what is essentially called a collective. That's a really nice way of saying that's where the money is. And that's how it works, where there's an accounting. So let's say player number one signs with the Ole Miss collective. Everyone knows what he is making. I believe the collective at some schools, maybe not all, gets a 10% fee on top. And why do they get that? Because they're the middleman, so to speak. They do the taxes. They do everything. Now, where the real action, I'm told, is when they don't go through the collective. I can tell you there are a lot of side deals being made. Business people dealing directly with the athletes. And in these cases, they're supposed to let people know, but they probably don't. And then the players are then on the hoof for the taxes. But I think there's so much under the table that nobody has any idea what's going on.
Yeah. Are these guys getting agents to represent?
Yeah, there are people that I believe technically represent these players, yes.
Hmm. Well, you know, the amateur guy from Alabama just won a pro tournament, and he couldn't take the money because he's an amateur. And now yesterday or today he's announcing he's going pro.
Right.
And so he can get the money. Well, these kids are getting the money, and they're still amateur athletes. I mean, how do you explain that?
Well, that's a good question. But Nick Dunlap entered the tournament as an amateur, so he could preserve his college eligibility. Now, that doesn't mean had he not gone pro, he lost $1.5 million. That sounds like an enormous amount.
Right.
By the way, it is an enormous amount of money, but what he got out of the deal was an exemption to play now for the next 2 years, which is what everybody is trying to do. He'll make the money back through. I don't know this, but I'm sure he's already got sponsorships, and he probably would have done pretty well as an amateur just with NIL deals. But he made the right call. There's no reason to.
Can't remain an amateur and take the money.
No, you cannot. I mean, that is very convoluted, but that's just the way it is. Thank you for the call. Connor is up next in Auburn, Alabama. Hello, Connor.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you.
Great. My question for you is, who do you think is better positioned right now, in-state recruiting-wise, Hugh Freeze or Kalen DeBoer? And then my second question based on that is, which NIL collective is doing better right now, do you think? On to Victory, or is it Hey Alabama?
Well, I think, I mean, listen, DeBoer's doing okay because he just was able to retain one of his top recruits who he lost and then got back again. But I think most, I think there's a tremendous amount of activity going on at Auburn right now. It feels like there's that's where the momentum is.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that for sure.
I mean, the problem Alabama has is I think it was already an exhausted fan base from giving money. It's not that big. I mean, I know we all think of Alabama as being massive, but there's only so much money in Alabama. And what you have to do is keep your fan base enthusiastic. And Nick Saban could do that. I mean, he was bigger than life. DeBoer is not. I mean, he's a good coach. We all know that. But he doesn't know anybody yet. I think he's done a good job in a very short period of time getting out, meeting high school coaches, and he, being able to retain the Saraland player was significant. But Hugh Freeze knows that state a lot better than Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
But I'll also say this is not 1985 where you live and die on your home state. Yeah, you want to win your home state, but look at where Alabama's best players have come from in recent years. Hawaii, California, they've come from all over the place. So you do need to be competitive, where you, especially in a talent-rich state like Alabama. We'll take a short break. We have a long way to go here. We're just getting started. 1 hour in, we talked to Pete Thamel about the big news from Jim Harbaugh that broke overnight. We are coming back with more.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.